Hello there, I'm Rich Coase. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, it's Drew Badger, and this is Big Scary News for episode 193 as we count down towards Christmas. And we're going to start off with some convention news. Been a while since we've had that. This from Days of the Dead, coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Sam Jones to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening February 26th through the 28th, 2021 at the Sheraton Atlanta. He made his first film appearance in the 79 romantic comedy film 10, and his appearance there allowed him to beat Kurt Russell and Arnold Schwarzenegger for his most famous role, that of Flash Gordon, in the 1980 film of the same name. He also starred in the 1986 theatrical release My Chauffeur and the straight-to-video movies Jungle Heat, Jane and the Lost City, Under the Gun, Silent Assassins, Driving Force, and One Man Force. He had roles in the 90s with films including In Gold We Trust, Fist of Honor, Hard Vice, Texas Payback, The Killer Inside, and American Tigers, and many, many more. For more information on Days of the Dead, as I said, happening February 26th through the 28th, 2021 at the Sheraton in Atlanta, go to daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Nightmare on Main Street haunted house in Vernon, Texas. Its Elf Off the Shelf Christmas Haunt will be open on December 11th, 12th, and 18th and 19th from 7:30 to 10 p.m. We're no strangers to masks, but we kindly ask you that you wear yours. As for ages, it follows the same as the haunted house. It will be scary, so proceed with caution. What are you afraid of? The cost is only $10 plus a canned food item. Our canned food items will be donated at the end of the haunt. With such a hectic year, we'd like to do a little good. Let's have some fun. Get more information at their website, nightmareonmainst.com. Have a little film news regarding an update to the potential sequel to the film Killer Clowns from Outer Space via bloodydisgusting.com. We've been talking about a potential sequel to Killer Clowns from Outer Space for many, many years now. Yes, we have. With the Chiodo brothers never giving up hope on that particular project. The ball is entirely in MGM's court, as they control the rights to the 1988 horror comedy and anything that's done with it. But Netflix could prove to be the saving grace here. The Chiodo brothers, after all, just released their new stop-motion holiday special, Alien Xmas, through Netflix. With Killer Clowns from Outer Space currently streaming on the platform, now that a relationship has clearly been established between the Chiodos and the streaming service, could we potentially see the clowns make a return with a new Netflix project? It's been discussed. Steven Chiodo reveals in a recent chat with comicbook.com, "We're talking to Netflix. We're talking all the time. Get this, we've been trying to do a sequel since we made the film and the fans get angry with us. We don't mention it too much because they get angry. They say, what's the matter with you guys? But we're trying. The business is just a bear and it moves at a glacial pace. There's sudden interest and then it wanes and flows. You get some executives who want to do it and then all of a sudden, musical chairs. They're out, a new regime is in, and they just don't get it. We have tons of ideas to really carry that through, so there'll be hopefully something in the future. Again, he notes it's up to MGM what they want to do with the property. If you want it, contact MGM and demand it. And as always, we'll keep up with this story and let you know as we get further developments. We have this from the Creepy Hollow Haunted Attraction in Rocheron, Texas. Creepy Hollow Haunted House has been voted the scariest haunted house in Texas and top 13 in the nation. And now we present Haunted Christmas, happening December 18th and 19th. Come see the transformation to Dark Christmas with Krampus parades, professional photos, and themed characters. All our haunts are open, and COVID guidelines are being followed. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/creepyhollowhauntedhouse. We have this news from the Mortuary Haunted House in New Orleans. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. A bus carrying inmates from the State Asylum for the Criminally Insane has broken down in front of the mortuary just in time for the holidays, and it's a psycho takeover of the most haunted mansion in the city. Defend yourself by shooting your way through psychopaths, serial killers, and of course, Santa's minions with a video game-like infrared military laser tag battle rifle on a fight-or-die survival mission through this night scare before Christmas. The Mortuary presents Psycho Asylum, Home for the Holidays, through January 2nd. Get your tickets now. More information and those tickets can be found at themortuary.net. We have some horror host news from Count Gore Duvall. It's December and I have 10 new videos on my free Roku channel, Count Gore Duvall Presents, including four classically hosted movies, Dead Men Walk, Bad Taste, Face at the Window, and Sisters of Death. Check them out on his Roku channel or get more information at facebook.com/gore.duvall. That's D-E-V-O-L. We have this news from the Maine Eyak Manor Haunted Attraction in Bangor, Maine. Did you really think after Halloween that the undead would just give up their ghosts and slink back into their rotting crypts? Think again, because Maine Eyak Manor at the Bangor Mall is coming back in December with an entirely new, bloody look focused hard on the horrors of Christmas. The horrors of Christmas, you say? The horrors of Christmas indeed. Let's face it, how could anyone believe that 2020, one of the worst years in recent memory for so many, would simply end with a whimper and not with a terrifying bang? Or with a scream that stretches deep into the night? Or hell, with some poor soul, maybe yours, literally losing their head at the hands of an axe-wielding maniac? We get it. After such a traumatic year, delusions abound. But if you're so delusional to believe that 2020 is going to end with a chaste kiss shared between you and a certain someone beneath the mistletoe, you've made the undead laugh and also rise. After all, with so many little bad boys and girls misbehaving this year, somebody has to punish them. So, cue the undead at Maniac Manor, who have recently thrust themselves from their graves, thrilled to either scare the devil out of them or be the end of them. Krampus invades Maniac Manor December 11th through the 13th and December 18th through the 20th. Get more information at facebook.com/Maniac Manor. That's Maine spelled M-A-I-N-E-I-A-C Manor. We have this news from the Bayville Haunted Christmas in Bayville, New York. Bayville Haunted Christmas has three scary Christmas attractions: Haunted Christmas with Krampus, Christmas at the Asylum, and the Evil Elves of Christmas. There is also Santa's axe throwing. There's also a dinner package that includes a wonderful three-course holiday dinner, plus tickets to the attractions. Haunted Christmas with Krampus is an exciting haunted attraction for older children and adults only. Meet Krampus, Bad Santa, and their evil elves in this holiday haunted house attraction. This attraction may be too scary for younger children. There's also Christmas at the Asylum. Spend the holidays with the staff and patients of the Haunted Asylum. And finally, there's the Evil Elves of Christmas. Find out why Santa won't work with these elves anymore. Haunted Christmas is open December 11th, 12th, 13th, 18th, 19th, and 20th from 7:30 to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and 7:30 to 9:30 on Sunday nights. For questions, email them at krampus@bayvillehauntedchristmas.com or visit their website, bayvillehauntedchristmas.com. We have this news from the AMS Haunted Attraction in Maryville, Tennessee. We're a unique haunted attraction located in Blount County, Tennessee, and we believe in giving the community spooky fun for everyone at an affordable rate. AMS Haunted Attractions will host Uncle Crumpet's Killer Christmas December 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th. For our Christmas haunt, we will be strictly enforcing the 6-foot social distance policy, and we will be requiring masks to be worn by both our staff and our guests. We know that's not everyone's favorite news, but with the number of COVID cases continuing to grow, we feel it's a necessary step to take in protecting our staff and our guests, as well as their families. Get more information and a link to their tickets at facebook.com/AMSHaunts. We have this news from the Folklore Haunted House in Ackworth, Georgia. As we prepare for the holidays, we begin to look back on 2020. We want to take a moment and say thank you for visiting us this season. From the bottom of our dark, spooky haunts, thank you for helping us make this year one of the best, despite all the craziness, and we look forward to a return to normalcy in 2021. Unfortunately, due to current conditions, Christmas Nightmare will not be running this year, but we're already hard at work for next year with new events, new frights, and new surprises. Thank you again for helping us make this a year to remember, and we'll see you in the dark. Keep up with updates at facebook.com/folklorehauntedhouse. We have this from the Haunted Hills Estate haunted attraction in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Western PA's Scariest Holiday Traditions returns December 11th and 12th and the 18th and 19th for two terrifying holiday-themed haunted attractions, Christmas After Dark and Attack of the Clown Elves. Get your tickets now as there will be limited tickets available. More information at hauntedhillsestate.com. We have this news from the J&F House of Terror in Garland, Texas. Come visit our Christmas Haunted House maze where you will meet Krampus. Don't miss out on our elves that have been very naughty this year. Our evil clowns will make you cry for your mama. Don't be a Scrooge. Come out and see the Grinch. We're located at the Firewheel Mall east of Barnes & Noble and Dillard's. Christmas tickets are limited and are $15 each. All tickets are non-refundable. Happening December 11th through the 13th and 18th through the 20th. Get more information at jandfhouseofterror.com. And finally, we have this from the Jaws franchise via horrornewsnetwork.net. Funny, Bruce doesn't look 45. That would be Bruce, the infamous shark from the first Jaws movie, but then Roy Scheider's Chief Martin Brody of the Oscar-winning film did say that no one really knows how old sharks are. Maybe he had something there. In any event, the last surviving mechanical Bruce will now be proudly displayed in the new Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in Los Angeles. His special exhibit, as explained in a prepared statement from the museum, will thrill the public when the museum officially opens April 30th, 2021. This 25-foot-long model that still terrorizes movie lovers to this day is, according to the release, the fourth and only surviving version of the shark made from the original Jaws mold. With a 400-pound head and jaws nearly 5 feet wide, this Bruce survived at Universal Studios Hollywood until 1990, after which it somehow found its way to a junkyard in Sun Valley, California. Fortunately for fans everywhere, Bruce was rescued and authenticated in 2010 and eventually restored under the expert tutelage of special effects and makeup wizard Greg Nicotero. Jaws, directed by Steven Spielberg and starring Roy Scheider, Robert Shaw, and Richard Dreyfuss, was nominated for a Best Picture Academy Award and won Oscars for Best Editing, Best Sound, and Best Original Score. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids.
If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, tis the season. Of course, Christmas is just around the corner. Everybody is frantically scrambling to figure out, what do you buy haunters? Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. You know, you have the 12-foot skeletons at Home Depot. They're probably all sold out. You have, you know, silicone masks, you know. You can buy a season pass to your local haunted attraction if they do that. Or you could do something maybe a little bit more subtle and something that might be just as appreciated. A few years ago, we had this gentleman on the phone. He was talking about something he calls hornaments. You know, when you're looking for a gift for your teacher, your boss, your co-workers, or anything like that, a lot of people give Christmas-themed ornaments and such, and hornaments do fill that bill. I've got Mr. Jim Burns on the line from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Drew. How about yourself?
Oh, doing all right. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that good stuff to you. I'm sure there's plenty of snow and ice where you are up in the frozen norths of Michigan at this point.
Well, fortunately, Drew, we don't have that. It's going to be 48, 49 degrees the next couple days, but the weather is going to shift drastically next week, and the reality of December and frozen tundra is going to begin. But it's been a good ride up to this point, so it's one day closer to spring the way I look at it.
Well, there you go, and you haven't even hit the heavy, heavy freezing cold.
Yeah, not looking forward to it either.
No, back a number of years ago, you were the owner of The Haunt in Grand Rapids. I think we went there for a Midwest Haunters bus tour. It was a fantastic haunt. You sold that haunt, or your portion of it, to do hornaments full time, which I think is fantastic. For those of you who aren't familiar with what hornaments are, they're really interesting, cool designer Christmas ornaments for your trees or for basic decorations. I remember when you first got started, it was basically severed arms and legs, but you have expanded a lot in the last few years.
Yes, we have. It's been an exciting ride. The concept actually came from being involved in The Haunt, which I started back in 2001 here in Grand Rapids and sold it in 2017. But around 2014, 2015, my family always did an ornament exchange. And typically, we would look for an ornament that was something significant or relevant towards the past 11 months or the year. And at the time, my family was always looking for something cutting-edge Halloween-related because I was in the haunted house industry. And while there was a good selection of friendly witches and ghosts and goblins and smiling pumpkins and so forth, we struggled to find a line of a little more, I don't want to call it graphic, but, you know, cutting-edge, risky a little bit, and just couldn't find any. So I thought, well, maybe there's a market for this. And that's how the whole concept came about, was just some original designs I came up with, put them out on the marketplace, did a couple trade shows, retail stores started to pick them up and carry them. And from that point, yeah, we have grown from, you know, we still have all our tried and true, typical Halloween things that you would see, but now we're getting into licensed products. You know, we have Alice Cooper in line, and we're working on a Rob Zombie contract right now. We've got Ghostface from Scream. We just re-signed a deal with the original Halloween movie. So, but we are right in the middle of shipping things and planning for the 2021 season.
Nice. How does one go from just basically doing severed arms and severed legs and bones and stuff like that to actually having, you know, ICP and Michael Myers and Alice Cooper licensed products? How difficult is it to actually get licensing for companies and characters, for lack of a better word, such as those?
It's getting easier. Let me tell you, in the beginning, because we really didn't have a reputation, didn't have large distribution, so a lot of times it was hard to get past the switchboard of who handles the licensing. But as we started gaining traction, you did a feature story on us, all of that networking gets out to people, and it starts to draw some attention. And of course, the Halloween industry, as you know, is huge, but it's very small in its own way also. So word gets around fast and word travels. And soon we start to find people contacting us saying, hey, you know, we'd like to do a deal with you. And so it makes it, that aspect is much easier. Now, the paperwork and the legality of it all is still a very lengthy ongoing process. And some are easier than others, depending on who you're working with.
Do people like Alice Cooper get a royalty from sales of this, or does it go to, you know, if they work out the licensing deal, maybe to his charity of choice or anything like that?
Now, typically, most of the licenses require an upfront fee, okay, a chunk of money in advance, and then there is a percentage of royalties that go against that offset it. Contracts can range from 1 year to 3 years. The royalty percentage can vary depending on the artist or the license, the upfront fees. The main thing is they get their money up front, okay? So in case, you know, I step off the curb and get hit by a bus or it flops, they get paid. So the burden of proof falls on us at that point because they've got their money. So it's our job to make sure the quality of the product is done accurately in a timely manner and distributed in time for the fourth quarters.
And just about 10 minutes before we called, I went back up on your catalog page and just looked closely at a lot of your stuff. There's a lot of detail in these. I mean, you know, you can have a generic figure and say it's a zombie, but you've got some absolute detail in your zombies. The brains you have look really, really good. I mean, these are Christmas ornaments, and, you know, they look like they were sculpted out of, you know, by hand by somebody selling them at Transworld or something. I mean, the Bigfoot looks amazing. The Christmas pickle is incredibly disturbing for one. But is that an original? But who's the person that designed your non-licensed characters and products? And how do they do that? How do they turn that into an ornament?
Sure. Yes. It's a several step process, but all the concepts come out of my head. as with any art, we're inspired by things we see, we come in contact with, surfing the internet and so forth. Obviously some are extremely original, has never been done before. For example, the Christmas pickle. You know, the Christmas pickle is a tradition that goes way back. It's actually quite popular, and
oh, yes.
We decided to put a scary face on it, and people are absolutely eating it up and loving it. No pun intended there.
I hope Leonard gets his copy.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt about it. So from that point, I have a phenomenal sketch artist, and she worked, actually, she was one of my set designers at The Haunt for a number of years, and a family friend. And so we have a good connection of she can take the stuff that I'm envisioning through some reference photos and some really bad sketches, because I'm not a sketch artist, and she nails it practically 99% of the time. So that is a valuable, valuable resource. And she knows that, and I know that, and we appreciate each other's work very, very well. And then from that point on, I have a number of sculptors that will take the sketch, which is all four sides, you know, left, right, front, back, and then we start the sculpting process. And then once the mold is made from that and the prototype, then it goes back into Lori's hands, and she does the PMS color matching and then the painting process. So it is, as I mentioned, you know, we've got close to 30 designs, new original designs, already for 2021, next year, in the works. And that's pretty typical because, you know, typically there's some type of trade show, you know, whether it's the Halloween costume party show in January or Transworld in March, you like to have your product debuting at that time. So sure. That's been the tough thing for me, is thinking a year in advance, because I'm kind of a knee-jerk reaction type of person, you know, but that doesn't work in mass production.
No, probably not. Is there anything that you designed that pays homage to The Haunt? Maybe a favorite character or a favorite scene or anything like that somebody might recognize? And if not,
no, actually,
why not?
I do not have anything like that at this time. I am working on something that's a little more, it would be a haunted house of some sort, right? We haven't finished that design yet, but I want it to be customizable to individual attractions. Okay. Now, it may not be the same haunt that looks like Haunt ABC or XYZ, but it could be sold in their gift shops and have it customized with their logo on it. So that's something we're working on right now, trying to figure out the best method to do that. Because a lot of haunts were selling our ornaments. Now, unfortunately, a lot of them took a hit this year, which is extremely unfortunate. But previous years, a lot of the big haunts had our ornaments and sold very well at their concession area.
Oh, very nice. If somebody from, say, Haunt ABC has a unique character that they base their advertising around, like, I don't know, the collector from Netherworld or some other character from another haunt, could they come to you and say, we'd like to get a Christmas ornament created from our character?
Yes. Yes and no. No, define that. Actually, it's funny you say Netherworld because we had talked a couple years ago. At that point in time, I was not set up properly to handle my own growth of my own products, let alone take on additional outside work. But things have changed, and I will tell you that I sold half of ornaments last year to a marketing guru here in Grand Rapids. He had done some of the marketing for my escape rooms, for my axe throwing range. He was not part of the haunt at the time because we had met later on. But I did a year of marketing with him, and he showed me very good growth with the ornament business. And, you know, the social media, the algorithms, I'm not even going to pretend, Drew, to throw words out that I don't know what they are. But the bottom line is I'm good at creating, and that's my specialty. And being weighed down with all the other stuff of getting the product out there is not my specialty. So bringing Ryan in as a partner to handle, you know, all the distribution and the logistics and the marketing and the emails frees me up to create new products. And this year, you know, we've added refrigerator magnets to our line. We have a line of 10, 12 inch tall statues of some of our best ornaments that are coming out. You know, we got into the face buffs with some of our cool plague doctors and stuff, prints on those. And we have a number of ideas for next year. So I believe right now, you know, when I started my first year, I had 25 ornaments or SKUs, and we're well over 100 now.
Excellent. What are some of the new ideas or some of the new products that came out for 2020?
For 2020, the refrigerator magnets are one. We took a few original designs for some other artists online, and we put out 7 different magnets. And the statues, we've got kind of a shellacracker, which is between a nutcracker and a skeleton. We've got a plague doctor, which that ornament is just selling insanely. We can't even keep them in stock. Obviously, with 2020, everybody's relating to that, no doubt about it. But more things to come down the pike next year for sure.
Anything you can reveal to us now?
No, okay. Not yet,
darn.
But I'm very close. I'll be sure to drop you a line when I can.
Oh, please do. We'd love to announce that when that happens.
Absolutely.
So what are, you know, obviously, you know, like a haunt owner might decide to buy ornaments for his staff. You know, is it going to put them out of business to buy, you know, 25, 50 of these things? Are these like super high expensive? I mean, the quality certainly would deserve it. But, you know, what kind of a price range are we looking at for, you know, face buffs, magnets, the statues, the ornaments, et cetera?
Sure. Well, our average ornament retails at $11.99. Okay. Now, when you get into licensed ones, of course, with the bees involved, we have to set a higher retail price point on that. Typically, that doesn't exceed $15. But when it comes to haunts, selling them out of their concessions or using them for gifts, because I was in the industry, I offer a 50% discount to them. So if somebody wanted to buy these as gifts, you know, they're going to pay about $6 for a magnet or $6 for, like, as mentioned, a very good quality ornament. And that's the exciting thing about this is, again, I don't do the sculpts and I don't do the finished painting on it, but when the concepts go out, the finished product is very good. There's substantial weight to them. The coloring is good. The packaging is nice. The detail, as mentioned. And I don't say this egotistically, but it's very, very exciting to take something that was just a wild idea 6 years ago, and we see the positive feedback on Facebook. And it is, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of compliments on there. And that's what's super exciting about that. And that's a promise that I've made to myself, to the company, and to our customers, along with my partners, that we will never chintz on that. We will always have, ornaments will always be a brand, a quality brand of tree ornaments.
Now, the big question I have is, are they cat-proof? I have a pair of them. They love Christmas trees for the wrong reasons. Will these things survive cats?
Well, that's a good question. It depends. If it's a carpeted floor, they probably would do all right. And then naturally, some of the, you take a Michael Myers that has a little knife in his hand, that, of course, is going to be more fragile than a jack-o'-lantern, which is just sure. Kind of a round ball, per se. So, no guarantees about malicious cats.
Okay, but they're not made of glass or anything like that. They're what, resin? Or
no, okay. They are a resin. That's correct. They're solid resin.
Very nice. Well, you know, I do have one of your severed arms that I've been hanging on my tree for many years now. I'm looking through the catalog. I'm probably going to wind up ordering a couple of face buffs. My kids are always into anything Plague Doctor, especially this year, so probably get a couple of those. For people who are interested in buying some last-minute Christmas gifts, maybe they haven't gotten their tree yet, they want to get everything nice and decorated, Haunter style, they have that Haunter friend or that person that they think this would be a great gift idea. Where can they find your catalog? Where can they see the pictures and order everything? Hornaments.
Yeah, everything is available at our website. It's very simple. It's hornaments.com, and I can spell that out because it's a combination of a couple words. It is HORROR, N as in Nancy, AMENTS, hornaments.com. And you can simply scroll through all of the images, and it's just a simple checkout, add to cart, and we are current with our shipping, except we have some back orders. So I do encourage people, if they're going to look at that, being that we're already into the second week of December, when you click on the item, just make sure you look at, you know, the estimated ship date, because like our Plague Doctors, we literally have 2,498 on back order right now that we are waiting to stage or waiting to ship. And I'm expecting those in any day now. So,
well, hopefully they'll get in time for Christmas, but there's many, many other things that they can order out there. Once again, folks, hornaments.com. That's hornaments.com if you need it phonetically. Jim Burns up in Grand Rapids. I pity you for the incoming weather next week. Ha ha, down here in the deep south, it'll still be in the 50s. But once again, folks, check out hornaments.com. God, I'm never going to pronounce that correctly. If you need that last-minute Christmas gift.
No, you did good on that one.
I try. If you need that last-minute gift for that Haunter friend of yours, always a pleasure to speak to you here. My name is Drew Badger, and this is The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.